Hey everyone, this is a special episode of the podcast where I'm filling you in on how I yet again went rogue about 6 months ago, which led to a somewhat unexpected explosion in my business and an unplanned hiatus of the podcast. Tune into today's episode and you're going to hear me share more about the good, the bad, and the ugly from when you double your gross revenue over a 9 month period. Ready? Let's do this. You're listening to the OT's Gone Rogue podcast, where we inspire therapists to think outside the box and do things differently. I'm your host, Melissa Lapointe. My passion is in helping OT entrepreneurs have a bigger impact on the world while building a life they love and doing transformative work that lights them up. On each episode of the show, I'm going to share tools and tricks to help you flex your entrepreneurial muscles and grow your business from the inside out. I want to see more OTs step up as visionary leaders, change makers, and influential CEOs. So let's get started. All right, and we are back. I'm not going to lie, it feels really good to be sitting, or I should say to be standing behind this microphone again. Now, you might be wondering, if it feels so good and if I am so excited to be back, why did I take such an unplanned long break and step away from something that I do enjoy? Especially for those of you who are engaged listeners, I took a break when I was actually in the middle of a six-part series and I was hitting some great download numbers. So our metrics were tracking. We were on par for me hitting some goals and I totally just stepped away. Well, that's what today's episode is all about. And I'm going to do a deeper dive. I'm going to pull back the curtain and share more about the last 6 months, as well as some really tough lessons that come with rapid business growth, even when you think you're ready for it. So I often talk about hitting that glass ceiling, about having the infrastructure, the resources in place to smash through that glass ceiling. And I thought I was ready for it. And in some ways I was, because we did smash through that glass ceiling, but it meant sacrificing some things on my plate as I continue to prioritize my own health goals and my own well-being. So for those of you, I'm going to step back for a minute. I just want to talk to those of you who were partway through the six-part clinician to coach series. Don't worry, I'm not going to leave you hanging. Well, I'm not going to leave you hanging any longer. I did leave you hanging for a while. So tune into next week's episode and I'm going to share my creative way for wrapping that series up and for making it up to you. So for those of you who are engaged in that series, I have a couple of bonuses for you, and yeah, it'll all be worth it in the end, I promise. All right, so let's talk about the last 6 months. Where did I go? What was I up to? But first, we're going to back up even more. So the time of this recording, we are mid-October 2023, and I actually want to go back to the beginning of 2023 when I made the strategic decision for my marketing tool, my primary marketing tool, I decided it was going to be the podcast. So we started to work on a stronger workflow, work on metrics, what we were tracking, getting a better process, some systems in place. And it was really exciting. I felt super on track and focused. My primary revenue streams at the beginning of 2023. So I had the business of Going Rogue, which is a self-paced online program. I had my one-on-one work. So that included a combination of high-performance coaching and operations consulting. And then I had my in-person work. So my in-person work, I spoke about this in an earlier episode. So I was contracted out by our regional hospital district to build a retention program for physicians and allied health professionals in our community. So that is what I had going on at the beginning of 2023. and things were busy and I felt really focused and on track and I was hitting my goals and I was just excited about the future, really settling into my role as a CEO and as an entrepreneur, as a business owner. But my family was also settling into this. So working from home, well, a combination of working from home and out of the home, now that I have my in-person consulting revenue stream up and running. You know, I started this business when my son was a toddler and he just turned 12 last week, which blows my mind. Now that he's 12, I actually have hired him in the business. So that's another conversation for another day, but that's really exciting. And now I just, again, felt on track. In terms of my business infrastructure, so again, going back to early 2023, this year, so all of 2023 has been significant for me in that I have been paying myself in 2023 a market-based salary. And I've been doing this consistently for since January. I started a little bit before January, but my, you know, I'm on a streak. Let's just say I'm on a really solid streak. And every 2 weeks, like clockwork, my business is paying me a consistent salary. And in full disclosure, this is the first time since I started my business, since I went into entrepreneurship in 2013, that I have paid myself consistently every 2 weeks. And it is a set monthly salary. So I know what I'm making every month based on my quarterly goals, my projections, and I have been honoring that. And it is a market-based salary. So I am feeling like I am paying myself based on what I am bringing to the company, based on what I'm bringing to the table and all the investments that I've made leading up to this point. I have been doing so much work in the last the last 5 years, maybe a little bit more than that, but the last 5 years, I've really been leaning into my money mindset. I have been in programs. I have worked with a money coach. I have been reading books. I have been listening to podcasts, all the work. And I've also really been leaning into reading my metrics. So first it was tracking my metrics. I started tracking my metrics in 2021, but I didn't really know what to do with them. And over the last couple of years, I have maintained that consistency of tracking my metrics and reading my numbers in my business. But in the last 18 months, I've been working on understanding those metrics. So not only tracking the numbers, but understanding why and reading those numbers to feed into the decisions that I'm making to be more strategic with what is going on, which has fed into paying myself a consistent salary without taking away from my business. Because there were times in the past where I paid myself, but it came at a sacrifice. Perhaps my business wasn't in the right place and I may have overpaid myself. And then parts of my business suffered because of that. That's no more. In 2023, I am really happy with the systems that we've set up and with making sure, you know, we have our 2023 taxes already paid off. Well, we have the money saved for what they estimated we should be paying. I have been diligent with operations, with putting a percentage aside for profit, with marketing, with paying myself. Basically, I'm finally, you know, really following through on so much of what I've been learning. And it feels really good. Hitting this milestone has been a long time coming. So things have been going relatively well. I've been really busy. I've been really, really busy. And I'm doing a lot of things that I love. So I've diversified my revenue streams. I have some in-person consulting. I have my online consulting and coaching, and then I have my self-paced programs. So I'm doing a combination of teaching, coaching, consulting, and mentoring. I love it. I've secured my first six-figure consulting contract as a business owner. So how I applied for that contract, how I have successfully negotiated that contract. So going into year two, what that looks like of our contract. So right now it's a 3-year contract with potential for extension after the 3 years. I've cleaned up the back end of my business and I have 100% stepped into the role of CEO. I felt like I had stepped into that role earlier in 2022, but there was a small little voice that still chirped at me a little bit around some things that I hadn't set up and some ways that I still was holding back. But I can say with confidence that I am here and I am the CEO of my business. I've also been doing more road trips. I've been taking more vacation time, and I've been investing a lot more energy and resources into my health and well-being. Working out, spending time outside, nutrition, oh my gosh. And this 28, well, now I'm on a 26-day cycle. So I used to be on a 28-day cycle, but now it's a 26-day cycle of really understanding my hormone changes and how that impacts my productivity, my work, my stress levels, my nutrition, and even my fitness, my exercise plan. So, you know, I'm turning 45 soon and really getting to know myself, what works for me, what works for my body. And this has been such an ongoing process of learning, but I am leaning into it and I am loving it. So these are all really great things. But along with these changes has meant essentially a complete revamping of my business infrastructure. We have been updating our organizational chart, which typically I try to do every 90 days, but I made a lot of changes in the last 18 months, so I had to revamp it. We've been training more team members, and I've been backing up and trying to do a better job of training current team members so that I can outsource more, where they're feeling more confident in what they're taking on. Still a work in progress, but I'm making improvements. We've been updating our systems and our processes, really leaning into workflows. And I've been updating our financials. So this means from a business perspective, how we have our different accounts to manage our different revenue streams, my personal investment portfolio, and with me working so much, we've had to reevaluate the division of labor in our home. So as the primary revenue generator, what I am taking on versus what my husband is taking on, and now that my son is getting older, what he's taking on to pitch in and help. And all of that, my friends, can take a lot of time and energy. It's a good investment of time and energy, but it's still time and energy. It is a completely different way of doing things. And I vastly underestimated the inner work that was needed in order for me to settle into this next stage in life. Now, I should also emphasize that some of the things I'm really prioritizing are rest and recovery. So I've spoken about this before on the podcast, my tendency to process, to manage stress. I am a bit of a workaholic. I love work. Well, I now have invested in an Oura ring, and this is not an affiliate promo, but I wear an Oura ring. Watches don't work for me. My Garmin watch used to be something I would try to wear, but I don't like wearing watches when I'm sleeping, and I don't like wearing watches when I'm working. So now I always have my Oura ring on, and it is telling me when I am stressed. It is reading my heart rate variability. It is giving me a sleep score, a readiness score. It is analyzing my sleep, telling me latency, efficiency. You know, I'm getting all the details right now. And again, this is part of me leaning into my 26-day cycle of work and how that plays out. So if I'm staying up too late, you know, the data is there. So I'm not just reading the metrics in my business. I'm reading the metrics in terms of my own health and well-being. And I've really been working on changing some behaviors, which has played out in the podcast. Now, I also just wanted to You know, when I talk about this step back from the podcast and from social media, haven't been super present on social media either. And for quite some time, I recognized there's a lot of go, 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 and it's easy to get caught up in the hustle. And I really just wanted to be in the moment and celebrate all these achievements. I have built my dream business. I work with amazing clients, and I'm doing so many things that I love. And I'm getting paid a six-figure salary to do it. Only 12% of female entrepreneurs hit the six-figure mark with their businesses. And it is a fraction of that 12% who get to the point in their business where they are actually paying themselves a six-figure salary. Now, there's a small part of me that wants to keep this info to myself. So I haven't been talking about it on social media. I haven't been screaming it from the rooftops, in part because I don't want it to feel, or I don't want it to seem, like I'm bragging. So I'm holding it back a little bit. But when I was getting ready for this podcast, I was thinking more about it. You know, I told four people that I was paying myself what I was paying myself consistently for the entire year so far. So we are going on month 10 where that salary has been consistent. And I was reflecting on that. And I think that's something, you know, as women, really working on owning our stuff. And I've invested 10 years to this point of blood, sweat, and tears. I have made so many sacrifices to get to this point, to have my business be where it is. I have fallen on my face in public, in front of my peers, in front of my colleagues, in front of my clients, in front of my family and friends, so many times. And I have gotten back up and I have dusted myself off and I have surveyed my surroundings and what can I learn from this moment and how can I park my ego off to the side and try again. Meaning, I'm going to do a better job of shouting from the rooftops the point that I've gotten to, and I'm going to work on really owning this. So in the month of May, so these are all different things that have been playing, you know, at play, is me recognizing, okay, I'm at a really exciting point, and this isn't a fluke. This isn't luck. This is me working my butt off. And I just want to appreciate that. I don't want to be questioning what kind of stories on Instagram I need to be creating, and should I be posting on Facebook, or, you know, how I should be taking this content and conveying it in a newsletter. I just wanted to sit with it. So the month of May, I was beyond capacity in what I could take on. So I had a lot of referrals coming in. I had different consulting contracts that, you know, word of mouth now in my consulting in my hometown. I had different opportunities coming up. And I knew I had to slow down. I knew I did not want to be working 70 hours a week. The month of May for us in British Columbia, it's one of the most beautiful months of the year. Everything is coming to life. People are getting outside. We're hiking and biking and kayaking and boating. And I knew it was time. I didn't want to keep pushing. I knew it was time to regroup, to catch my breath, because work had no signs of slowing down. So I had to intentionally step back and slow down with plans on speeding up, but I wanted to do so intentionally. I wanted to be clear on where my energy and my resources were going. And I didn't want to lean into past behaviors of just putting my head down and doing it. I wanted to make sure I had the workflow, the system, the process in place so that I could carry my team forward with me and not sprint ahead and then them standing there scratching their heads wondering what the heck is going on. And it takes time. So my original incentive in hitting pause on my primary marketing tool, on my podcast, was to take a couple of weeks and just catch my breath. We had a camping trip. We had the boat out. I was really excited. And I just meant to take a couple of weeks off. And then I hosted my first in-person networking event. It's been years since I was behind the mic, networking. We had a wine and cheese. It was catered. We had 75 health professionals in my community at this wine and cheese. And before I knew it, the month of May, in the blink of an eye, had disappeared. And we were into June. We had the most beautiful weather in June. We were boating every weekend. I was working really hard, but I was playing really hard. There are a lot of birthdays in my family in June. The weather was amazing. I just felt really connected in my community. I felt really connected with my clients. I felt really on my game professionally. I felt really good personally. And it was awesome. So many times, I had great plans on coming back to the podcast. Come July, I was starting to feel a little bit guilty for all this time off, for all the fun I was having. And I thought, okay, Melissa, get it together. And I actually recorded an episode in July. So we were just getting ready to head to the East Coast of Canada. So we had a 3-week vacation planned in Prince Edward Island, and I was just getting ready to leave. And I thought, no, I'm going to record an episode. I recorded it. The episode made it to my editor. He edited it. We even uploaded it to Buzzsprout. That's where I host my podcast. And then I got caught up. I got caught up in life events, in getting ready for our trip. And then I got to Prince Edward Island and my parents picked my son up. So my husband didn't come this time. And when we got to PEI, my parents met me at the airport. I had seen them in May. So it wasn't, you know, it hadn't been a long time. And essentially, I gave them a hug and then they took my son and they took my son home with them. And I went in the other direction. And I had 6 full days of just traveling on my own, reconnecting with university friends, socializing. We rented a cottage with a few of my girlfriends. I hung out with my brother, my new fur nephew. So my brother got a dog and I got to hang out with this dog who I fell in love with instantly. And I just had so much me time. And again, I kept thinking, oh, I meant to publish that episode. I meant to publish that podcast. But I wasn't ready. I just wasn't ready to, you know, I had created a little bit of a bubble and I really liked it. So still wasn't on social media. I was still so focused on in-person connections, both personal and professional. And yes, my download numbers on the podcast, all these metrics that I had worked so hard on building, they were tanking for obvious reasons, but in the moment, it's a decision, a sacrifice that I made and willingly made. Now, a lot of the other metrics in my business, they were doing okay this summer. And in full disclosure, word of mouth referrals, that's still one of my biggest marketing strategies. In August, I took a full 3.5 weeks off without seeing a dip in my salary. So that was really exciting. Usually taking vacation means I don't get paid as much. But this August, I was able to maintain that. And honestly, we in the business I've created at this point, we work with most of our clients for a really long time. We go really deep in our work, meaning I don't need a giant email list. I don't need a massive social media following, not in order to have success in my business in the way that I've built it. I've created a business that really works for me. It's taken a long time to do, but I'm in this sweet spot. And being in this sweet spot allows me the space to unexpectedly pull back from the podcast for a while. Now, I apologize for those of you who I left hanging, because there's something to be said about consistency. And there's something to be said about, you know, I would never advise one of my clients to do what I did, where perhaps people were disappointed in me saying I was going to show up and then I did not. You know, that's part of this. But in the moment, you know, now I have to deal with the ramifications of that. But boy, I had a fun summer, you guys. I had a really fun summer. When we came back from Prince Edward Island, so we were back for 3 days and then we packed up and we went camping. So this time my husband was with me. We met up with another group of friends. The rest of August, even into September, and here we are, the middle of October. Life's been really good. Life has been really good. some curveballs, and you know, it is what it is. But overall, I'm really enjoying this stage that I am in and just trying to soak up every minute of it. So as I wrap up this episode, I want to share more about next steps and what you can expect. So now that we are firmly in the fourth quarter of 2023, and I've been really working with my business mentor on how I'm showing up. We've spent the last 6 weeks. So my mentor, I've been working with her for 6 weeks now and feeling really good about, actually, you know what, I say six, it's 7 weeks, and feeling really good about the plan that I have and implementing, executing on this plan. So in terms of next steps, first, let's talk about the podcast. So I am back on track and we've been doing some work behind the scenes on the direction that we're going with the podcast and with my business. You are going to notice a few changes in our brand this month. Now, it's nothing too crazy, but essentially, we're putting a different spin on things given the nature of my work and how I've been serving a wider variety of health professionals outside of occupational therapy. So this is something that I've spoken about before. I have different health professionals in terms of my clientele. So I do operations consulting for a physician. I have been doing some high performance coaching with a nurse. I've worked with speech therapists. I've worked with physiotherapists, still predominantly occupational therapists. But essentially, I've really been leaning in to more specifically, I would say, female entrepreneurs. So health professionals who are navigating the entrepreneurial world and who identify as being service-based entrepreneurs. So their revenue streams, there's still a strong service-based component. So whether that is course creation, consulting, coaching, I have a number of clients who are still providing a face-to-face service, but they're looking to do so in a different way outside of that more traditional hourly one-on-one session. So I have a number of clients who still identify with being a clinician, but they're working on building other revenue streams or perhaps building a team so that they can navigate this entrepreneurial journey while wearing that CEO hat. So these are some of the different things that I've been working on, and we're making a small pivot, not a big pivot, a small pivot to acknowledge that. So I'm going to be doing a deeper dive into all of this. I'll share more about my reasoning, more of my story in a later episode, but I just want to give you a heads up. We're making some changes, good changes, but changes nonetheless. All right, second update, our email list. You guys haven't heard from me for a while if you're on my email list. We're going to be going back to offering a monthly newsletter, and we're going to be keeping it simple. We all have lots of stuff coming into our inboxes, so I want to make sure what we're offering is of value. So we're still going to be sharing some program updates. We're also going to be sharing more. So in the newsletter, we're going to be devoting a section to Rogue Spotlights, where we're going to be featuring some of the amazing therapists in our community. So sharing more about their work, putting the spotlight on them. So I'm really excited about that monthly newsletter that we're going to be rolling out. Third update, our website. And this is another teaser of what's to come. So earlier in the week, we officially changed our domain name. We're still in the process of redirecting links, and soon enough, when you put in otsgonerogue.com, it will redirect to the website, depending on when you're listening to this. But right now, you can find our website by going to www.therapistsgonerogue.com. So again, in the process of making sure links are updated, landing pages are updated, so far things are functioning okay, but I do ask for your patience. So there's still going to be some things that we won't know they're broken until we find out they're broken. But we are in the thick of it. I would say we're about 60-75% through making the updates, and there is no going back now. And last but not least, an update on the services that I'm providing. So I am continuing to lean into offering less while doing more. I have a ton of free resources on our website, and we are going to continue rolling out some great resources through the podcast. I have two self-paced programs that I'll be promoting occasionally. So my perinatal health intensive, and then we have our business of going rogue. We have one small group coaching program that we're going to be rolling out for people who are just getting started. My leadership team will be helping me to facilitate that. And ultimately, if you are wanting to work with me directly, there's one way, keeping it simple. So that's through my Rogue Scholars program. It is a small, intimate group. It is a 6-month commitment. You have the opportunity to extend into alumni status after the 6 months. And it is a combination of performance coaching, operations consulting, and business mentorship. This program is best suited for business owners who are a year or two beyond startup. So if you're in the early days of startup, our other smaller group coaching program is the best fit for you, so we can really hone in on those early stages. But once you're, you know, a year or two beyond startup, you are past dipping your toes into this, Rogue Scholars is the place to be. And that's where I'm going all in with my individualized coaching, consulting, and mentoring. This all feels really clean. It feels simple. It gives me a sense of balance with my different revenue streams, and it allows me to do a much deeper dive into building a stronger infrastructure for my various revenue streams and for myself as a CEO. All right, let's officially wrap this up, shall we? So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being patient as I clumsily navigate this transition in my business. I've never done this before. I've never been at this level in terms of business development. I am not new to entrepreneurship, but I am still relatively new to this level of entrepreneurship. And thank you for your patience as I continue to learn how to master the art of adulting. My goodness, I remember growing up what I thought being an adult was all about. It's not quite the same. So that's a whole conversation for another day. All right, stay tuned as we return next week with another episode of the podcast, and take care, everyone.